favor of draft resolution A.
Russia has condemned the latest resolution adopted by the UN General Assembly, saying it is one-sided and shows blatant support for the armed opposition. Moscow says it will only undermine peace efforts in Syria.
The Russian position is very clear, and we are thankful to our partner for their support. The Russian position is based on international law, the UN mandate, and the state's right to sovereignty. I believe Russia will continue to press with this view until a solution in Syria is reached.
Russia and Syria have long historic ties, and Russia has repeatedly pledged its support for the country. It offered to host both the government and the opposition in Moscow for talks. But Russian support is not limited to diplomacy.
There are up to 1,200 Russian experts working in Syria. Russia has agreed to provide financial help and will send humanitarian aid to Syria later this week. Russia has also agreed to buy Syrian oil to boost its economy.
And Russian efforts are becoming recognized. 31 countries have abstained from the UN vote on Syria, which is more than the first vote of this kind back in February. But some experts in Russia believe that the government could do even more.
Russia has shown strong support for the Syrian government, but its position has been passive. Foreign governments are openly meddling in Syrian affairs, including supplying arms to the opposition. But Russia is using diplomacy, while it should be even firmer, demand more Security Council or General Assembly meetings and voice protest.
The Syrian government has repeatedly offered to hold a national dialogue to reach a truce with the opposition, but it says that the extremists and terrorists that operate on Syrian soil are not interested in these talks.
Russia says it wants to end the violence and prevent more casualties in Syria. Moscow insists that the only way to do this is for a peaceful internal dialogue that can only be achieved without foreign interference. Julia Lyubova, Press TV, Moscow.